Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Rob!
Good morning.
Hello.
Sorry, that was me just moving my arms.
How are you going there?
I'm good. I've looked at all my stuff this year, and I've got to be honest, this first half bit isn't good.
Oh.
Harshest critic as yourself.
Oh, well, no, the content isn't really that good. There's something going on. Anyway.
Wonder what it could have been. Maybe a pandemic.
First off is how old stuff keeps being discovered, most of it due to global warming with the receding of ice everywhere. They're finding stuff from like Vikings and all that, which is really, really great.
It sounds cool until you think about the bigger picture, right? Yeah.
But then aren't they finding like old bacteria in the ice?
Let's not be talking about that.
I didn't even know about that.
Look into that for another time. Okay.
And despite all the evidence, people still think the Loch Ness Monster exists. I can't believe
it does,
that story keeps coming back. No, it doesn't. And the world isn't flat, all right?
I've seen pictures of the Loch Ness, Rob.
Yeah.
Like the Loch Ness or the Loch Ness Monster?
Oh, the Loch Ness Monster.
Because I've seen pictures of the Loch Ness.
The Loch Ness Monster. I've seen the photos.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They've done so many tests, like, let it go. It's not there. Do you know what I mean? But the massive thing for me, looking at all the stuff I've looked at, is how unhealthy our planet is right now.
Mm. Yeah.
And this is when it doesn't get good. I mean, that microplastics at the bottom of the ocean story was like really quite heartbreaking. And then this week I found out that man-made stuff is now heavier than all nature's stuff.
What? Like it's
heavy. If you put everything in nature together, man-made stuff is actually now heavier.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That is not a good vibe.
So, you know,
I mean, that's not surprising.
No.
With concrete and things like that, right?
And I've read that the present moment is the most disorganized the universe has ever been. And I think that's just... So I'm sorry to be all doom and gloom, but that's what it is.
This is real talk. This is what we came to the Mind Trench for, was some real talk about the world.
But personally, so that's that over and done with. We've got to sort
it
out.
The grim stuff. We've got to talk about it. We've got to sort it out.
The favourite stuff personally I've done this year is my three facts, where two were true and one wasn't.
I've also very much enjoyed this, and I've also never got it right.
Yeah. So. My personal favourite is out of doubt when I come up with a Fabergé turnip. But in actual fact, he actually did a Fabergé potato. And I remember we got some text that goes, no, he only ever done eggs, but he didn't.
He did potatoes as well.
I look at stuff, so that was good. And my favourite all-time story really this year is the Godwit.
I'm glad to hear it, because the Godwit's a perennial fave of mine, and I also very much enjoyed the Godwit story.
But I've had another little look at it. The English name was recorded in about 1416. And is believed to have been named after the bird's call.
Ooh.
Which I didn't know.
Okay. So what does their call sound like?
Godwit. Yeah, so that's that. And in the 17th century, they were a popular British dish. Sir Thomas Browne, who was an author at the time, in 1682, noted that Godwits were accounted the daintiest dish in all of England.
Ooh.
I didn't even know they come from England.
And for people who missed the Godwit story, it was the one where...
they fly 11,000 k's without stopping.
Pretty incredible,
on the
to
way
be honest.
Here, and then on the way back to Alaska, they stop all over the gaff. They just have
so they do one big journey, no stops, no toilet breaks. And
no,
then
just straight there.
On the way back, they stop to sightsee.
I don't think birds need to stop for toilet breaks anyway, do they? Anybody who has been out walking and innocently shat on will confirm they don't need to stop. They just keep going.
And on a personal note, I've really enjoyed doing my poetry. Because I've got a captive audience, thank you everybody out there for listening. It's been really, really great.
Well, we've very much enjoyed it too. Have you brought us some poems or a poem?
I did one last week all about 2020.
Ooh.
And I've got one about 2021 now.
All right, shall
we've
I hit the...
We've just had a text in saying the Loch Ness Monster does exist.
Oh, here we go. No, don't.
This one will never die. Shall I hit the sting then,
yes,
Rob?
Yes, please.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is on the back of the one I did last week, and it's called 2021. 2021, will it be fun or more of the same? I'd like to think not. Who thought 2020 would be that sad? But January the 20th, it's the end of Orange Man Bad. We need lots of positive stuff, and that's a good start. No one needs another year of is. No one needs another it is what it is year. No one deserves to keep living in fear. So best foot forward and all that other uplifting stuff. It's safe to say we've all had enough. But just in case you've got a bit of mental fatigue, this will sort you out. Tottenham are still top of the league. Well, at least till tomorrow, we're away at Liverpool at 9 a.m. tomorrow. That's it. Thank God.
There we go. Thank you very much, the Bard of Bollocks. Enjoyed that. Enjoyed all your poems this year, in
fact.
Thank
you. Yeah, it started off me doing a slam poem version of my Emmerdale catch-up a few months ago, and I haven't stopped.
I'm glad to hear it.
It's been good.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.